Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We got a great show for you tonight. We'll be answering all your emails and everything you've been curious about. And a lot of them have to do with your penis. So thank you for supporting my sponsors and Promescent, which is directly related to your penis. Because I got to tell you, 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation. Promescent is this quickly absorbing delay spray that you put on your penis before sex. And you can last twice as long or longer in bed than you want. So it's really good for guys because the guys who do come too quickly before their partner, they're worried about it the whole time and they're not enjoying sex. And there's an orgasm gap because most women take 20, 25 minutes to have an orgasm. Guys only take a minute. Hello, gap there. She's not having an orgasm.
And the last thing you want is right now is good, but afterwards is what really matters. And when she's talking to her friends, you don't want her spreading the word that you're a Minuteman.
You do not want to be called the Minuteman. So you got to check out Promescent. It helps you last twice as long. And the other thing is, it is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. So go to Promescent.com. That's Promescent.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out our blogs or our everything. Check out, sign up for our mailing list, for Christ's sake, because I send you emails, not too many, and they're actually really informative and entertaining. And it'll change your sex life. And also, okay, guys, right now, I don't care what you're doing, pull out your phone or your laptop, and I want you to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you love me, I'm here helping you. Follow me, Sex with Emily, at all those places. I would appreciate it. That would be awesome. And also, I do these Twitter chats on Wednesdays from 12:30 to 1 Pacific Standard Time. I answer all your questions, as I do here on the show. And I'm here with Anderson this evening.
What up, Sex?
How you doing, Anderson?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, it's great to see you. I've been, I have to talk about this date. I had a date, a blind date.
Did he have to use Promescent? I just imagine that. What if I was you, I would just slather my vagina with Promescent because, I mean, it's going to be over quick.
Yeah, exactly. Why? Well, because
you're so attractive.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
I hope my wife never hears.
Well, let me tell you what this is the deal. So a good friend of mine that I've known for a long time from college said he's married, lives in L.A.
This is your date.
He fixed me up with someone. No, he's like, I got a friend for you. And I went with my married friend.
Like,
it was so fun.
My really good friend from college. He's married.
And we went out and I met him for a drink on Saturday night. And this guy that I knew from college, he's such a good guy. I'm like, okay, well, this guy's got to be great because I love my friends.
So we
went
out. Good radar for you.
Good radar. Yeah. So I get out there and we meet on the date and it was the most bizarre thing because I got there and granted, he'd already had 2 drinks.
This is your blind date.
This is my blind date.
Where'd
Saturday
you
night. We met at a bar in West Hollywood.
Okay.
It was a swanky bar restaurant.
For those people outside of L.A., that's the gay area.
It was Hollywood, West Hollywood.
Gay. Okay.
Yeah. No, it wasn't too gay. It was a swanky bar restaurant.
It was a hip place. Yeah.
And I'd actually heard about it. It was a hip place I'd wanted to try.
Do you want to say the name?
I can't even remember the name right now.
It probably won't be there in 6 months anyways. Go ahead.
I know, exactly. I'm like, what's the name? Because I've blocked the whole night, to be honest. So I was at a friend's barbecue. Oh, I was at Anna David, who was on the show a few weeks ago. And I wasn't sure that I was going to want to go out with him after the barbecue, but then it was over at 8. And I thought, you know what? I got to start dating again. I got to just do it. I've been busy. And I texted him. He's like, yeah, let's meet up. Because he said he didn't have plans. Like, he was home working. Whatever.
He was at the bar. He was at home working.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He wasn't home. Okay.
He's like, I'm open tonight, so if you can meet me. He was very casual.
I thought he was in high school and he was doing homework for a second.
He was home doing work.
Okay.
And so I texted him. He's like, great, let's meet up at this cool, super swank place that I've heard about. So I said, okay, great, I'll meet you there. And I get there and he'd already been waiting. He had a few drinks.
You are always late.
I'm always late.
You're always late.
Yeah. I was like 15 minutes late. But so
that's 2 drinks worth.
Okay, so I won't bust him for that. But I got there and we sit down. He's really good looking. He's cute and he's tall. And handsome. I'm like, oh, phew. Because it's that first moment where I'm like, okay, at least we got that out of the way. He's attractive. And we sit down and he's like, do you want a drink? And I get a drink. And he starts talking and talking about just how he knows my friend who fixes up and about work. And
he was nervous.
Okay, so here's the thing. I get it when guys talk too much. So I thought that. I'm like, he's just really nervous. But an entire hour went by and he did not ask me one question about myself. And his stories weren't even that interesting.
It's like twofold, though, because A, he failed. B, obviously he doesn't listen to your show because he would know that's the worst possible thing
to do.
That's
the number one thing not to do. So then finally he says, so wait, I want to hear, because obviously he knows what I do. So tell me all about your show. How'd you get into this? I'm like, well, you know, I actually started as this podcast in my living room. Just 8 years ago, the first year podcasting was started. And right there, he goes, I've got a friend who has a podcast.
And he just started talking.
Those were the only words that I had the entire night. And I got out of there in about an hour and 7 minutes, which is really good for me because usually I'd like stay longer. But I was actually tired and I had to get up early Sunday. I said, listen, I just pulled the whole I got to get up early, which I kind of did. Not that early, but okay. I said, I got to go.
I've been this guy. And I can tell you, it's one of two things. A, there's no possible way that you were like a five in his head. He either really liked you or was just really bored and wanted to talk about himself.
No, I think he... Okay, so today I had lunch. So then that was a date. And today I had lunch with the friend that fixed us up. And I said the same thing. He goes, he was nervous. And I'm like, okay, I understand. So you're saying... Because he asked me out again. I said, well, should I go out with him again? But I just thought... And he said a few things that were just a little offensive, like about women.
The blacks.
About the blacks. No, it was more about women. It was something I was kind of... Oh, here's another thing. He's divorced. He's like, I know you're not supposed to talk about exes on a first date. So he knew that. However, he dominated the rest of the conversation that wasn't about how he knew my friend with his crazy ex-wife.
So he
broke two
led
cards.
With, I know I'm not supposed to talk about nothing but myself and my ex. And then he continued to do both.
The whole time. And then I'm like, so that.
See what I'm saying?
But then my friend, exact two things.
Because like when people are really excited about something, they fuck up. They do the wrong
thing. Well, this is what my friend says. He goes, Emily. And he said this to me today at lunch. He says, what do you think? A guy's going out with you, sex with Emily, and they're intimidated. They got to be thinking, this woman, I got to perform. And I hear that a lot. One of the top questions I get asked is, are guys intimidated to date you? And I never – okay, I guess they are because I've heard that from people. But I just feel like I'm so not intimidating. Like if you sit down with me, I'm nice and whatever. But I guess just the whole sex thing – and sex is what's on every guy's mind.
Yeah, guys are weird with sex.
But it's the first date. It wasn't like we were going to sleep together anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't sleep with people on the
you
first
have.
Date.
You have.
I have, but I don't.
You said it on the show. And, you know, the point is that he's lazy. The guy's lazy, maybe arrogant. If
what do you think?
He didn't listen to your show. He didn't do any homework.
No, none.
None.
And
that's
I
a lack of respect.
I prefer that guys don't listen to my show if I date them, but... He should just know this by now. He's
you
his,
prefer
like,
it, but if they know you have a show, they should listen.
Right, exactly.
If you prefer dating someone who has no idea you have a show, and then they're not going to listen.
That would be great. Well, yeah, and I think it would be better if they don't know. So my friend was like, well, how do you think? And I'm just like, God, is this really going to be my thing that I'm just sex with Emily now with every guy I date, and then it's like that's all they're thinking? Like, do you think?
No, you can meet plenty of guys that don't know you're sex with Emily. You can just be Emily.
No, but they Google. They find out.
Nah, you just give them your first name. You give him a fake last name.
Really?
There's ways around it, Em. Come
on. But I realize now, and I'm turning over a whole new leaf this week. I've had a whole rebirth. Because since I moved to LA about a year and a half ago now, I feel like I've just been like working my ass off. Things have been great.
I've seen it. I've witnessed it. That's all you do is work.
That's all I do is work. And
you
got to
practice what you preach, sister.
Exactly. And it's not that I haven't dated, but it's been whatever. And I'm like, you know, I actually am ready to have a life, have fun, go on a vacation, date, and put myself out there. And mostly the guys that I've met have been people who I've gotten fixed up with. But what I realized is that, like, I never just see a guy at a bar. Just like what I preach. I'm never out and think, oh, I should go talk to that guy. And I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start being proactive.
And then report back.
I will report back. I just wanted to share that with you.
Let me circle back for 1 second. Because you talked about how you walked into the establishment and you saw him. And you were very pleased to see that he was tall
attractive,
and handsome.
Yeah.
Yes. What number would you say he was?
I'd say he was about... LA. I mean, I don't know. I hate the number system.
All right, let's just say he was an 8.
I'm going to say he's an 8.
How low could you go number-wise?
Oh, I've gone low. Looks wise?
But and then still actually like him. Just to, for the guys that are listening, like how low could you go as long as he says the right things, is the right type of person, has the right type of personality? How low could you go as a woman? Because guys are totally different, as we know.
No, guys are different. And I think, Anderson, that is such a good question because I got to be honest with you. I have gone low. I could go 4, 5, 3.
I was hoping you'd say 2.
2?
Yeah.
I'm not all about looks.
I've had ex-girlfriends because I used to stay in touch with my ex-girlfriends way too much to have boundary issues.
Until you got married, right?
The wife doesn't like it, so I've lost touch with most of them. But I had more than one that was very attractive that they would end up eventually, not right after me, but eventually be with very unattractive dudes.
Yeah.
Like really old, overweight. I don't want to talk about the hair, but it wasn't
Right.
But they saw something in them, and I witnessed it firsthand because I was really good friends with these girls at this point. So you guys are great in the sense that you can...
It's our mind. I mean, our brain...
And guys' minds. I mean, you guys can appreciate that. So
exactly. And it's for me, and I was talking about this with a guy friend last night. I was out with him. He's a really good-looking guy, actually, but he was so worried that he's like, I think women only want guys with... You know, guys have all these things in their head, and this is a good lesson for the men. Because here's, like, my really good-looking friend, but he doesn't make a ton of money, and he's just like, I don't think that any girl, you know, because they want guys with money, and we're in LA. I'm like, it's not... Sure, some do. Yes, there's gold diggers. It's like there's guys who only want girls who are 12s.
Those chicks are pretty boring.
Yeah, exactly. They are. I said, but most women, they just want you to... They want you to interest them. Be interesting when you go up and you approach them. Talk to them about, you know, themselves. Ask them questions. And just don't be like everyone else. And by that, I mean just, you know, be like a genuine... Be yourself. Be confident. I mean, I just... I don't think that women... Because guys assume that, like, women want all these things that guys want, which is mostly, I guess, looks, right?
Yeah, and it's tangible things, yeah.
It's tangible, but women are like, if a guy turns, usually it's their personality. It's like, I never look across the bar and go, oh, he's hot, I'm going to talk to him. It's the guy that I get into an interesting conversation with. And I can't tell you how many guys I've dated that I, like, didn't like at first, or I liked, but I wasn't sure, and then I go out again, and I become attracted to them over time, and it's not an initial bam, but it's about the mind. Turn them on. Intellectual. It's women can do that.
As a guy, you should be looking for a good time. And that doesn't mean necessarily sex. If it leads to sex, great. But you should be looking to have a fun time with a girl. Like, if she was a dude and you could still have a good time with her outside, she's going to be a fun night.
Right.
Whether you have sex or not. Whether it's a one-night stand or you end up dating, you should be looking for a girl that you can actually hang out with.
Not the boring chick who's hot that you're going to get tired of sleeping with because you have nothing to talk to her about.
A chick that gets it. And everyone has their own, she gets it, or he gets it.
But guys can't, but guys aren't like women. Like, they're not going
to
even,
they're looking to exploit so often. They're looking to just, like, bang and run and talk, tell their friends and use it as bragging rights.
Right, exactly.
That's the wrong approach.
It is the wrong approach.
I've been there. I've tried to do that, and it's not good.
No, it's not good, guys.
And it makes you feel empty.
It does make you feel empty, all the empty sex and empty stuff. So just go after someone exactly that you want to friggin' hang out with, you want to have a good time with, have a life with. Okay, so... Now that I just had to give you an update on my dating life, which is it's going to take off right now.
A little sad
today.
Right now, a little sad.
You are? Why? You want me to be single?
No, your dating life's a little sad. It'll
no, it's
better,
not.
Though.
No, I've been dating, but not seriously dating. Like, it's been an afterthought. If work comes up, I cancel the date. And so now I'm reprioritizing.
Work should be the date, though. The date should be work.
And date is good material.
Exactly. That's why date should be the work.
Exactly.
So I look forward to upcoming episodes where you're making date the work.
Date's the work. Okay, so we got some sex in the news. Gonorrhea, have you heard about this? Superbug hits Australia. Australia has encountered the most drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea the country's ever seen. Scary. The disease detected in a Central European tourist who reportedly contracted it in Sydney is being called a sex superbug. So clinics in Australia and New Zealand are boosting their vigilance against gonorrhea, and it's not the only area to suffer from resistant versions of the disease. It's also been in Japan in 2009 and California and Norway. Gonorrhea has developed a reputation as a potentially antibiotic-resistant drug, which is why this is a major health concern. So I'm just telling everyone, wear your goddamn condoms. Be safe.
Yeah, be careful. And I feel bad for the probably you have a couple dozen listeners right now who are on their way down to Australia to get their
– Yeah. Get the rocks off. Yeah.
And you just ruined their day.
I know. I'm really sorry. So you should. But it's happening here, too. It's happening everywhere.
Slap on a Jimmy.
Exactly. And so if you have any kind of, you know, for men, even you can look all this up. But
Jimmy,
how do you know if you've gonorrhea?
That's Jimmy's Australian
a condom?
For condom.
Oh, for condom.
I think.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I said it. I'm sorry.
I get it. No, I actually knew that. I slept with an Australian once.
You get gonorrhea.
He did not get gonorrhea. Congrats. Thank God. So check out all the symptoms for gonorrhea online. I'm not going to bore you with them, but make sure you don't have it and use protection. Okay. Celebrate your adultery with mistress greeting cards. Okay. This is kind of funny, but it's also kind of sad. It's like all these sites now that are for like married people to hook up. A new range of greeting cards have been launched for cheaters to give their mistresses and illicit lovers. The mistress cards range from vows to celebrate adulterous relationships, so it's unsurprising that it's the brainchild of the people behind illicitencounters.com. So many of the cards are aimed at adulterers celebrating their affairversary, while others are designed for married people to send to someone they fancy. This is just bad, people. But, like, honestly, like, now there's greeting cards. Like, why would you send a greeting card? Like, don't you think you're going to get caught for cheating? Here's one. My marriage lacks warmth, closeness, and spice. We shouldn't be doing this. It's so naughty, but nice. Roses are red, violets are blue. It's a good thing that my wife doesn't know that I'm screwing you. It's friggin' stupid. Okay, people? So don't cheat. Listen, if you're going to cheat, get divorced. Break up with your partner. Or work on the relationship.
I want to be cheating then. Emily, what you
I know
said,
people get the thrill out of cheating. I know, but
right,
if you're
so
going
to
cheat,
they always have to be in a relationship.
But
they
if you're at the
divorced.
Point where you're so far into your affair that you're buying this person a greeting card to celebrate your affair, you've got bigger problems.
Yeah,
I get
that
people.
You're an angry person. And you're trying to hurt, secretly hurt whoever you're with.
I know,
you
or you're
them.
Just. But it's that thrill of cheating. So you're right. But honestly, if there's problems in your relationship, people get a thrill out of it.
Are there people out there that get married so they can cheat? There probably are.
No, well, maybe.
I bet there are.
There's many people who get married knowing they're going to cheat. Knowing
well,
that
yeah,
they'll
because
always be a cheater.
Just shitbags that have been doing the wrong thing their entire
but
lives.
But I don't think that people get married because they can cheat. I think that people get married knowing full well that they'll never be monogamous, but they're just going to do it.
And they rationalize really well.
Totally. Everyone rationalizes. So if you're in a relationship where you want to cheat, you should work on your relationship or get out of your relationship.
And if you actually love that person, it's just not fair to them.
It's not fair, exactly. And you might give them gonorrhea. Okay, so a
if you go to Australia.
No, it's spreading. This is the point.
Or
it's
Japan.
Not just Australia or Japan. Or it was also spotted in California, P.S. You're lucky you're married. Okay, map shows which states are best to live in if you're just looking for casual sex. So Clover is an app that allows you to meet singles who have the same sexual intent as you. So it's like Tinder without the blind assumption that everyone just wants to have sex, which everyone, when I tell them I was on Tinder, they're like, did you just hook up? Is it a hook? Like all my married friends, like, is it a hookup app? I get asked it all the time. And Tinder is sort of a, I mean, you could hook up on it, but you don't have to. But this app is specifically, you can say, you know, I just want to meet people. I want to hook up. I want a relationship. And so they also did this map that shows data about different cities. And this is actually, you can see this on the sexwithemily.com blog. So the number one best place for new friends.
You're doing air quotes. No one can see that.
Chicago,
me.
I did air quotes. Is Chicago. The best place for casual dating is Houston. The best place for long-term relationships, New York. And guess what? The best place for hookups?
LA.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Hey, pop quiz. Best place for gonorrhea.
Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're listening. I love it. Okay, let's get into some emails.
Wait, so LA is the casual hookups. I mean,
no,
but that's not fair to LA, though, because I'm a native of LA. You're not. I was born and raised here.
Okay, so
I've been here my entire
life.
And LA gets a bad rap because of all the. Not
douchebags?
You, Ems.
What?
Not you, sex. But so many people come from outside of LA to, you know, live the dream, or I'm going to make it. And my grandma thought that I was a really good entertainer, or
right.
My girlfriend and all my family members think I'm a douchebag because I am. So I'm going to go to LA where I'm going to lie to everyone. So all the douche fucks come to LA. Okay?
Right.
A lot. So I'd say about 20% of the people that live in LA are people young people trying to escape their douchey past.
Right.
And become bigger, famous douchebags out here.
Right. No, that's true.
And those are the ones that are just hooking up with each other.
And is it because
so us
it's
natives
the
are being cool.
Hookup. So the natives are being cool. But do you think it's because then they're all trying to sleep their way to the top
or
the middle?
That or, I mean, they just don't – I don't want to, like, talk about a large group of people and their
like
morals
you just
and
did?
Their ethics.
Okay.
In any more depth than I just did. But, yeah, I mean, I think that if they come out here, it's like, you know, anything goes and – not that they're sleeping their way to the top, unless they're girls. And
right.
Maybe some ladies do that. I don't know. I'm not going to say.
I never did. I should have. Well,
you're pretty
high
up. I slept
my way to the bottom.
You sucked a couple dicks. I mean.
No, I did. I actually never slept a dick, sucked a penis.
Of course you didn't. I'm joking, honey.
No, I'm trying to think.
No, you're a talented, very smart woman.
Thank you, but I could have.
You see, you can spot them out on TV. It's like she has no business on being on TV or being in that movie. She obviously sucked a bunch of dicks.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. You hear that all the time. But also in LA, everyone's always saying they're looking for the bigger, better deal. So that's why maybe they're sleeping around. I don't know how they got this study.
But nowadays, with all the lawyers out there looking for cash, you think maybe they could be put in that position and then turn around and call like Larry H. Parker and sue him and own the studio. So maybe that's going away.
Oh, right. Okay. Maybe
I'm
it
hoping.
Is. I'm hoping too. But that's right. But I didn't think long-term relationships in New York either. But anyway, check out the survey on my site. And it's kind of cool. Clover. I don't know about, I haven't checked out the app yet. But if you're worried about Tinder, because people get kind of turned off by Tinder too. They get like, ugh, this creepy feeling. So check it out. All right, emails. I love hearing from you. Thank you for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I love hearing from you. But before we get into the emails, which are pretty friggin' interesting, I'm going to read a word here from our sponsors. And I appreciate everyone listening to the show and supporting my sponsors. So as you know, I've spent so much time and money. I've talked to you about my NoNo Pro. I love electronic objects. I'm usually obsessed with my vibrator, but I am now obsessed with my NoNo Pro.
Is that next?
I have
a
to say.
A vibrator that removes hair?
Ooh. That's not a bad idea. No. That would
I'm
going
to erase this.
I'm going to give myself a bikini wax and I'm going to have an orgasm. But no, I'm obsessed with it because Anderson, I know I'm going to get you one. I know that you want one for your wife and I'm going to get you one. I've asked them. But
not, for the record, not for me.
It's not for you. But dude, men use it. Men use it on their breast. A lot of men use it on their back.
Their balls.
Their balls. They use it on their chest. Men have hairs when they get older. They grow all over. Even younger, that are in places that you don't want it. And for women, we're constantly waxing and shaving and doing all these things. And if I have to add up all the time and money I've spent on this, and then no, I just sit there on my couch and I'm like, oh, I got a hair there. And it just removes it. It's gone. And it's painless. And it removes unwanted hair with no pain for men and for women. And you have weeks and weeks of long-lasting results. And eventually, it's just like gone. So the NoNo Pro comes with a 100% 60-day money-back guarantee. When you purchase, you get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. Go to NoNoEmily.com. That's NoNoEmily.com. Change your life. Also, you got to check out Good Vibes. One of the reasons you're able to listen to the show for free is because of the incredible people at GoodVibes.com. They are the only place to go for sex toys. I'm telling you, because a lot of places online wherever sell like really bad toys that are going to blow up your vagina or your penis and they're not good for you. And they only have the best brands. And if you go to my website, sexwithemily.com, you click on the Good Vibes banner, you can see my store. You can see my favorite like clitoral vibrators like the Jeju Mimi or the Vibratex Rabbit, which is like the new Rabbit, which has dual stimulation.
You said Wabbit. You like it so much.
Wabbit. It's the Wabbit. Or the Magic Wand, which is the most powerful vibrator of all times. Yeah, check it out. Good Vibes banner. Use coupon code GVEmily20. And this is all on the Sex with Emily site. And you'll love it. Buy yourself a toy.
What's GV?
Oh, Good Vibes. Okay. Oh, Good Vibes.
Okay, so GV Emily.
GV Emily 20 for 20% off.
Got it.
And they've just, again, everything on their site is like the things that I picked out in my store there. It's like an Emily store.
You have like a top five?
Yeah, I have my top five. Right now?
Are there little pictures of your face, like being happier and happier as it gets like closer to the number
that's
one?
That's a really good, that would be a good system.
Yeah, it's a little gimmicky.
I like it. I'd be like screaming, oh, and then I'd be like sleeping.
when I was a young male looking for porn to things to like, you know, to tantalize, forum, the penthouse forum, I used to get my hands on that every now and
I'm
again.
Sure
and
you
I would,
did.
I would read the, there's not much pictures, but like I'd read the stories and whatnot.
Yeah.
And at the back of the book, there'd be like a movie reviews of the porns that came out. And they would have a rating system of erections, like the number of erections. So it would be like, this is a one erection movie, not very good. And then like, the best score was like five erections. And they'd have the little pictures of the boners.
That is so funny. I didn't know
funny.
That. So they were either erect or not erect?
Well, no.
Like, thumbs up, thumbs
that
down?
That would have been better, but they might have gotten sued by Ebert. So they would have like four or five erections. So like a bad movie would be one erection. And
that's
a good
hilarious.
Movie would be five. Yeah.
God, so you liked movies? Did you start watching those movies at young? Is that how you got into film?
You know, when you're no, that's not. When you're a kid, you whatever you if you see like a rock with something that looks like a boob on it, you might take it home.
Oh, because Anderson, okay, got it. Because Anderson does have an awesome podcast, The Film Vault. If you care about film at
it's
all,
true.
And you gotta check it out.
We just said top five mentally challenged characters because I used to work with mentally challenged. So it was,
you did?
Yeah, there was we weren't poking fun at all. We were doing top five mentally challenged performances, and it was a good episode.
What were they?
Well, I'm not
Beautiful
say
Mind?
Here. No, Beautiful Mind did not make the list nor a mention because the movie was soft.
Was it?
It didn't really get into it.
You didn't like it? Tell me one. Oh, they have to listen to your podcast. You're not going to give it
up. Go ahead and listen.
Okay. I love it. Your podcast is it's great. Because then you don't have to waste time at bad movies, right?
Right. We explain to we
and
let
you're
people
funny
we give people a heads up on what good movies to check out.
See, because I can't see a bad movie. If I see a bad movie, like, I do tons of reviews. Like if I because I never see movies, so if I do, it's got to be freaking stellar.
We need to go see a movie.
Can we go to a movie?
Let's go see a movie.
Will you
do
make
you talk,
me?
Though? I can see you talking during movies.
Well, there is
Lauren, your assistant just said yes, you do talk.
Just one time I talked menace.
What movie?
It was the worst movie of all times. Listen, Menace one time took me. Okay, it was that. Okay, I can't remember the name of it. Lauren, do you remember? It was
you are the worst person in movies I've ever met.
No, I do not talk in movies. It literally got like no stars.
Can you name one movie that's out right now? One. not one single movie.
I don't. I used to be a filmmaker, and then I started doing this, and I stopped watching movies.
That was back in the olden days when you get it like bang in the theater.
It was like Seth Rogen, but it was like they were in the there was olden. They, it was like Roman times, and it was
Roman times. With Seth Rogen.
No, it was a really
was
bad
it
movie.
Western times.
No, it was.
A million ways to die in the West?
No, it was just like I can't remember. It was like a really bad movie. It wasn't, maybe it wasn't Seth Rogen. Dude, don't have me talk about movies. So Menace took me, it was a screening, and I did talk during the movie, not to him, but to someone next to me.
Your Highness.
People left. He got mad at me.
Was it Your Highness?
No, and I won't talk in the movie.
Was it James Franco in it?
No, I can't remember.
Was it Gladiator?
No, it was like Gladiator, though, but it was like.
Was it a comedy?
It was a comedy.
And it wasn't Your Highness?
No, it was like. Dude, I don't remember. It was like 4 years ago. And it was 40? So bad. 4 years ago.
Oh, 4 years ago. Thank God. 40. You don't look nearly that old.
No, it wasn't 40. And I don't talk. I won't talk. Because I got crap for that. And it was only because of. And everyone walked out. I'm upset. I won't. Can we go to a movie?
What movie was I must know. Everyone must know. Jeez.
I don't know what movie I want to go to.
Oh, a movie about gladiators? Was there a lot of gay sex in there?
Text Menace and ask him, Lauren. I don't remember. But that's part of my whole new plan. I'm going to date and I'm going to go to more movies and do the things that I used to enjoy before I started trying to make a living doing the show.
I hope this happens because it'll be really good for you.
It'll be really good for me. Okay. Let's get onto some emails from the people. Okay. Dear Emily, I'm a huge fan of your show. I listen to your podcast every week. I love all your advice, special guests, and sex tips. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 5 months and I still have not had an orgasm. We've had multiple honest conversations about what we want in the bedroom, but I still feel like he doesn't listen. For instance, I have told him I need a lot more foreplay before we have sex, yet every time we do, it's never enough. We've tried mutual masturbation so he can learn what I like, as well as new positions, but nothing seems to work. I don't want to nag to him all the time, but honestly, how can I make him listen to me when I say I need more foreplay? Any advice or tips you may have would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Liz. Okay, Liz, my question for you. Is the problem that he isn't trying during foreplay or that he isn't succeeding? And I also want to know, have you been able to orgasm alone or with another partner? Because on average, as I always say, it takes women, requires women require, not a suggestion, guys, foreplay, not a suggestion, a requirement, about 20 to 30 minutes of foreplay. So pre-sex to get him revved up and ready for sex. So if what he's doing isn't enough, you could say to him, listen, babe, I just want to take intercourse off the table. Let's just not have sex. Let's just play around and do these other things. How do you think that would fly, Anderson, with someone, if he took you off the table? You're Googling the movie right now.
I'm obsessed with the movie. I'm sorry.
I know.
That's
I'm
all
gonna
I'm doing.
Find it. He's not listening to me. It's fine. I can't. I'll find it after, okay?
No, I'm listening.
It was something.
Something. It's, I'm looking for Seth Rogen. And,
he's not Seth Rogen. It was all those famous people that were. Oh. Russell Brand.
Russell Brand was in it.
I think so. I
can see you. Okay.
Dude, okay, sorry, Liz. I'm back to Liz.
You're talking more about foreplay and whatnot. And something that guys don't realize at all.
No, exactly.
Is talk is foreplay as well.
Talk is foreplay.
Just listening about her day and about that bitch that she shares a cubicle with and going, I understand, and that's and not trying to solve the problem. That's
exactly
huge. She'll get very turned on by that.
Exactly. All these things. It's that foreplay doesn't just start in the moment. It could start after your last orgasm. That's what I always say. So, I mean, he might need to be doing things throughout the week that can turn you on. If the problem is that he's rushing and skimping on the floor, babe, because he wants his turn, I mean, then this is something that you need to talk about. If he's really trying everything that you're saying and it's still not working, another option would be you can introduce a sex toy into the bedroom if that's what you know is going to get you there, because they target specific areas that he might have a problem finding. A nice clitoral vibrator like the Form 2. We were just talking about this in the office that Lauren got it when she first started, my assistant, when she first started working for me like 4 years ago. As an intern, and she's still her favorite. I love the Form 2. It's
why
by
are they
Jimmy
called the
Jane.
Form? What, I'm sorry, what did you
it's
say?
It's Jimmy Jane Form 2.
Jimmy Jane.
And it's like a handheld rechargeable, and it looks like, just has like the rabbit ears, and it's a really,
and
really
does it
good
form
one.
To your innards?
It can, yeah, you can form it. You can make the little things go on your clitoris. And keep in mind for you, though, also, yeah, do you want one? No, your wife's not into
I'm a
it.
Dude.
Not oh. you, but for your wife.
Yeah, I'm lazy. Why not?
Okay.
No, I love you. Give me a couple that I actually, they're really, really beautiful pieces of machinery.
Oh, I'm so glad.
They're like the Porsches of,
I know.
I don't know the names because I don't look at brands, but right. Whatever you gave me works really well.
I think
well.
It might have been the Mimi. love the Mimi.
Get him to the Greek?
Get, yes!
Was that it?
Yes.
That's not a Roman movie.
What was it? Oh, Greek.
They're getting him to the Greek theater in modern times, and there's some very funny parts.
No, it wasn't. Maybe that wasn't it. No, that wasn't it. Okay. That wasn't it.
I'm going to continue to look.
Keep looking. It wasn't the Greek. It wasn't getting, that wasn't it. I'm seeing Anderson. You're getting me distracted.
What year?
I'm already highly distracted. It was like 3-4 years ago.
Were you using the Mimi form while watching this movie?
Yes. Okay, keep in mind, also, Liz, the problem could be mental. So when you are fixated on reaching the orgasm and you already think he's not going to please you, you can psych yourself out and you end up missing the entire experience completely. So stop concentrating so hard on the destination and enjoy the journey. And it sounds like you've told him, but also guys don't like to be just told, I need this, I need more foreplay, just like you don't want him to say, I want a blowjob all the time. So if this is the case, there might be the way that you're presenting it to him. Maybe you need to show him what you need. If you have orgasms on your own, I mean, I know you said you tried mutual masturbation, but did you take his hand and place it where it needs to be? Sounds like that might be what you need to do. Are you still looking it up? It wasn't getting
him
to the Greek.
No, I'm done. I can't. If you said it was getting him to the Greek.
Okay.
I know it might not be right, but maybe a glass of wine, too. You got to kind of let yourself go.
Exactly.
Stop being so in your head there, honey.
So in her head, and she's upset with him that he's not pleasing her, and I'm just wondering if anyone's ever pleased you before. And the fact that nothing is working, I mean, it's just...
And if you're into it and you're authentic, he will know, especially if he knows you, and he will like it, and he will respond.
Exactly. Exactly. He sounds like he's trying to please, so...
And she shouldn't try and prove that she likes it.
She shouldn't try to prove that she
likes it? No, because there's nothing worse than like, oh, yeah, baby, that's right.
Well, I think she's telling him that she doesn't like it, but don't be mean about it either, because then he's never going to want to try again. So you just... It's difficult, because if you start yelling and barking orders at the wrong time, guys are going to feel discouraged, and it's a whole thing. It's a delicate area. It's very delicate. Okay. Here we go. Another email.
From the people.
From the people. Okay. I just have so many here that I'm going to read. My wife's a tease. My wife and I have been married for 6 years. We have a 2-year-old and have a great marriage so far, but our sex life is lacking bad. Once every 7 to 10 days, it's normal for us. Nothing outrageous, just vanilla sex. I get little sexy texts here and there. We flirt all day, but at night when I think it's about time, she says she's tired or doesn't feel good. I never guilt her for it. She asked for more romance, and I've done that. I love to please her orally. I beg her for oral, but I never receive it. If I do, it's maybe a minute long. We have talked about toys, but it's never gone past talk. I don't know what to do. I feel it's easier to take care of myself than risk being built up than let down. Jeremiah.
Vanilla sex.
What?
Vanilla sex.
Well, vanilla sex and, wow, another guy who's trying to get his wife to sleep with him. It's like the phenomenon. Like I was telling Lauren today, I was like, I really just want to help every single person here because there's got to be some kind of solution for people. Couple, this is like I get this every day. Guy, like how do I get my wife to sleep with me? You'd think it would be a little easier. But listen, you have to, Jeremiah, be realistic. You have a 2-year-old child. She could be exhausted. And a lot of times if she's tired, she might not be feeling great about her body. You know, self-esteem is one of the biggest killers of women's sex drive. And so I'm wondering, have you guys gone away together at all? Have you taken even a night away without the kids so you guys could reconnect? Because it's a lot. She'd come home from work. She's exhausted if you guys go away together and just need some time to reconnect. And if you're begging for oral sex, you're not going to get it. If you're like, why aren't I getting a blowjob? Why aren't I getting a blowjob? Guess what? You're not going to get a blowjob. So it sounds like your approach might be off and you're making her feel bad about not wanting to have sex and that you're feeling beaten down because you don't want more rejection. So I feel like you need to have a heartfelt talk with her that is outside of the bedroom, which is always the best time to have the sex talks. And next time you're having fun, hanging out, tell her how you're feeling without blame. Like real feelings, because no one can argue when you say like, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. And you say, sex is really important to me. And I want to know what we could do together to make sure that we're both getting pleased and we're getting our needs met. And you got to have a talk with her because I'm curious. Like, and also if she's taking any medications or if she's, you know, if she's seen her doctor lately, she could also have like low libido. I mean, there could be a lot of things going on here. And it sounds like you really are trying. You said you talked about toys. But when people say they try, sometimes it's like once. Like he had a conversation with her in passing, but they didn't really get into it. So that's why I'm saying you got to like sit down, heartfelt talk. These are some of the things. I love you. I find you beautiful. I want to have, you know, more sex with you. What can we do that's pleasurable for both of us? Because I think that you think you've talked about it, but I don't feel like you've really, really gone there.
And I don't think that a lot of ladies really understand how important it is.
Blowjobs?
Just sex in general.
I know.
I don't think that they do. I don't think they get it. And especially once, you know, you're down the road and you've been married for a while. I think
women
that
are like,
easy.
I can take it or leave it.
Right. And they see their sex life and see their husband's sex life through their own eyes. And
right. And they need a little more sometimes. Because if you don't have sex for a while, the longer you go without it, you kind of can kind of imagine going longer and longer without it.
What about threats? You think she'll respond to threats?
Yeah,
like
no.
You should say it's time for some chocolate sex. I'm going to bring in like a...
No.
Like a third party?
I don't think that would work. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that she's probably just completely disconnected from sex right now because she's been raising a child and whatever else is going on, they're not connected anymore. They've gotten disconnected and they need to talk about it and you need to do something because it's not going to heal itself. It's just going to get worse.
Right.
But it has to be a real conversation. Well, what's our time like?
We got another 5 minutes we can go.
Okay, let's do it.
You got another good email. From the people.
I do got it. I know. I love the people. I love my people. Okay. I've got this here. Okay. Hey, Emily. I love your show and I love the Kegel Camp app. I use it every day on my way home from work. She does her Kegels while she's driving.
Okay,
it's a girl.
Cool.
Yeah. And their Kegels are for men and for women. I need your advice concerning the clitoris. My boyfriend is very good at finding my clitoris with his tongue and hands, but whenever he's touching it, the pressure is too much and it hurts. I've told him to be gentle, slow down, etc., but it seems like no matter what we try, it's always too rough for me to have an orgasm. I'm able to get off myself while masturbating, but I can't get off with his hands or his mouth. The sex is great, and we're able to communicate with each other. He's given me plenty of G-spot orgasms, but I want him to be able to get me off this way. Any tips I can give my man for touching my clitoris so it doesn't hurt? You're the best. Much love from Austin, Texas. Caitlin.
Maybe a sausage fingers? Like little stubby fingers?
No, it has nothing to do with the fingers.
No, she says like everything works except for his
fingers.
I
know, which is so interesting because so many women have the opposite problem. They want to have a G-spot orgasm. So I think the first
She's
thing...
She's greedy.
Exactly. I'm like, you bitch, you have the G-spot orgasms all the time. Listen, because I have to say that maybe he's touching you too roughly. I mean, a lot of guys are just too rough down there, and he should go 5 times lighter and softer than he actually thinks. But also, you got to add some lube. Lube is so underrated. And I think that even if you're already wet, you might not be wet enough. And so if you add a little bit of lubricant when he's touching you very, very, very softly, that might kind of help. And also, if he's going right for your clitoris, some women just can't handle the pressure. Like, it's just too much for them, and it's too much tension, and it hurts. You're not alone. So it just might not – you might not be able to take it. But if he caresses around your clitoris and doesn't go right for it, that might also feel better and turn you on. And also – what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So if you also can show him, if you've ever done mutual masturbation, did you show him exactly how you do touch yourself? Because if he can mimic that or you could place your hand over his hand and show him how you want to be touched, then you can do it. But there's also just some women that you know how to touch yourself and they just can't have clitoral stimulation. A lot of these women are very orgasmic as well and it hurts and it's painful. So if you try all these things and he goes a little softer and you try lubricant and it's still painful – just might not be how you're going to get there with it.
What about this? Like some tapping on the head or the hand or any part
tapping
of the body.
On the clitoris?
Like, or like tapping like maybe right is like more, left is like less, you know, like gas and brake?
I don't think so.
Why not? No, seriously.
Tapping on his head or is...
Yeah, tapping. Let him know like, you know, you're doing too hard.
I think that she should take his finger and place it as exactly how she wants it to be placed. But it might just be that it's because she can touch herself, but he can't. And his mouth hurts her too.
No, she likes the mouth, I thought.
No, she said the mouth hurts too. So it's everything. She has pain, but she has a lot of orgasms. So she might just not be able to handle
it. He's a construction worker, I bet.
I mean, have you ever used a vibrator? You could do a vibrator with him. He's a construction worker. His hands are rough. Make sure he washes his hands, wears gloves. Yeah, put in some surgical gloves and some lube. But honestly, if he uses lube and he uses a much, much softer touch and you guide him, I believe that works, especially because you're able to do it on your own and you can have G-spot orgasms. I feel like you can get a handle on this if you really, really pay attention to what you need and you're able to show him. That's it. That's all we got time for. Thank you, Anderson.
That was a
wonderful
good one.
To see
I like
you.
That.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Is it good for you?
Can you please come back and tell me what movie it was next show?
I promise.
You'll get emails. You'll get texts. You'll get twits.
Well,
tweets and
yes,
thoughts, right?
I will tell you. I just hate that whole thing happened, and I won't talk in a movie.
I loved it.
Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Sex with Emily. And as you know, it is really hot outside. It's hot this summer. Always in the summer.
Sweaty.
Especially in LA. It's sweaty.
It's dumb
so
hot
have
outside.
You ever felt like you're not so fresh? Maybe you think I showered this morning. I'll be fresh. I'll be ready for my date. But guess what? Hygiene. Number one complaint from men and women about their partners. Down Under Comfort is a cream to powder formula that keeps you fresh and dry all day, which means you'll always be ready for action. And it's for men and women, your balls, your breasts, anywhere you sweat, and chafing at the gym. People love it at the gym. People love it everywhere, anywhere you sweat on your body, and it smells good. And men use talcum powder, which is actually carcinogenic and bad for you, so that means that you should actually try this. Since the weather is getting hotter and there's a lot going on, and even if you're just, even if it's freaking cold out, you're still going to be sweaty and smelly down there, and you're going to want to use this all day long and keep you fresh and dry.
Plus, so, you know what? You brought up a great point. People go on dates after the long work day. How often do they have time to go home and freshen up again?
They don't.
This gives you, I'm telling you, I've used it. It makes you feel fresh from morning till the time you take your clothes off at night.
Exactly. And Men's Health just voted as one of the top 10 products that you didn't know that you needed until you tried it. So you guys should all check it out. Down Under Comfort. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off Down Under Comfort.
And can one last thing. One tube lasts like 2 months for me?
Yeah, totally.
It lasts a long time. Drew's asking what? I'm telling you, Down Under Comfort, Drew.
I gave
balls.
You some, Drew. For the gym, chafing, you'd love it. Helps you. You love
Drew
it.
Drew says that he wants some for his wife's purse because that's where his balls are.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip. Just for a second. Just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is Just the Tip.
So a lot of times us guys, you know, we want to get the job done, we want to knock it out of the park, and we hear, all right, slow it down, take things down a notch. But what does that actually mean?
Oh, God, it means, you know, the second you walk in the door and you come in with a raging boner and we're sitting on our laptop finishing work and you think that we want to have sex just because you're turned on, we're not. So we need foreplay. You actually have to turn us on. I say to guys all the time, do everything three times slower than you think. Touch her three times softer than you normally would and just slow everything down because women's bodies physiologically, they need more time than the average man to get going. So we can't go from 0 to 60. You walked in the door, thought we looked hot. We're still here finishing our order on Amazon. So everything that you do, slow it down. The way you touch her, the foreplay, again, don't just go right. I hate when guys, they go right to your pants, take your pants off. I mean, sometimes a quickie's okay, but women want to be, they want to be kissed. They want to be caressed. They want to be turned on. They want to be aroused. So slow everything down. You're going to get laid eventually, but you know, you can wait another 10, 15, 20 minutes and have some little foreplay.
I like it. So a guy can go from 0 to 60 in a few seconds, and women are just getting
warmed up. You don't
even
know that you walked in the room, right? We haven't even registered it.
Sounds romantic. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at sexwithemily.
Okay, so Anderson, I'm getting a new car, and in the past, I have to tell you that when I got my last car, I was actually dating this guy. I didn't like him very much, but I kept sleeping with him just so he would help me buy the car.
In the car?
No, I needed a new car, and I'm not great at car shopping. I'm a chick. They want to take advantage of me. I don't have the time.
Oh, they see you guys coming.
I know. Yeah. So I said to him, I was like, hey, would you take me car shopping? And he was like really into it because he wanted to date me.
He wanted to prove that he's a man.
Exactly. So
did he get you a good deal, though?
He got me a really bad deal.
You thought it was a good deal at the time.
I thought it was a good deal.
Everyone thinks
it's
a good deal at one point or another when the guy's going back and he's like, let me talk to my manager and see if that's doable. And then they come back like, it's doable. But you have no idea. You have no clue.
And then you're going crazy and you're talking to a million places. So TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. And I'm using it to get my new car right now. TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features are not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Anderson, it's so friggin' easy.
It just takes the guesswork.
You just plug in the car you want, and then you get the price, and then the whole thing.
There's no more haggling.
Nothing.
I'm a terrible haggler. I'm not an agent.
I know.
I'm not an agent.
TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, you go to TrueCar.com, find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for, which is so cool. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step, so simple. You print out your TrueCar savings certificate, take it to a TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.